Hosea chapter 5, verse 1. Hear this, O priests, and attend, O house of Israel, and O house of the king. Give ear, for the judgment is for you. For a snare ye have been on Mizpah, and a net spread out on Tabor. Mizpah and Tabor are both mountains in Israel, and they had flat places on top of them, like a table. The people would go up there and practice paganism. The Lord is saying through Hosea that the people are going to get judged for worshiping false gods. 2. And to slaughter sinners have gone deep, and I am a fetter to them all. The Lord is going to slaughter those who have been practicing idolatry by worshiping false gods. A fetter is what a slave wears to keep them from escaping. The Israelites who aren't killed by the pagans will go into slavery. 3. I have known Ephraim, and Israel hath not been hid from me. For now thou hast gone a-whoring, Ephraim, defiled is Israel. The tribe of Ephraim was one of the most important tribes because it received the inheritance of Joseph, and Ephraim was adopted by his grandfather Israel. So he was made a son of Israel, not just a son of Joseph. The tribe of Ephraim has been defiled along with all of Israel for their idolatry. 4. They give not up their habitual doings to turn back unto their God, for a spirit of whoredoms is in their midst, and Jehovah they have not known. It says they have habitual sin. This means a sinful lifestyle where they keep doing the same thing over and over willingly. A sinful lifestyle is a sign that you're not saved, because when you're born again, you don't want to live that way anymore. You might slip occasionally, but you don't have a lifestyle of sin. We should examine ourselves and ask ourselves, do I keep doing this same sin over and over? Has this been in my life for years? We must repent of our lifestyle choices that are sinful. The Israelites were worshiping demon gods, and that's what they were doing habitually, but their worship of demon gods also caused them to commit other sins, because paganism requires perverted sexual acts and murder of your children and other evil things. To Christians today, the sin that we're committing can be a god to us if it controls us and alters our lifestyle. 5. And humbled hath been the excellency of Israel to his face, and Israel and Ephraim stumbled by their iniquity, stumbled also hath Judah with them. Even in the land of Judah, where the royal line of David had a kingship, even in that territory, they had turned to paganism sometimes, because they learned it from their brothers in the kingdom of Israel. 6. With their flock and with their herd, they go to seek Jehovah, and do not find. He hath withdrawn from them. When we have habitual sin, the Lord withdraws from us. He still knows what's going on, and sometimes he'll even protect us, because he knows what will happen in the future and whether or not we're going to repent. But he isn't near to us. And the Bible says, draw near to the Lord and he will draw near to you. The way we draw near to the Lord is by repenting of our sins. And prayer can help us repent. If you have a stubborn heart and you just love what you're doing, but you know it's wrong, then pray and ask the Lord to change your heart and mind so that you will be able to repent. This verse says that at some point they're going to want the Lord's help when they get attacked by the pagans, but he won't be around to help them because of all of their generations of belligerent sin. If we only come to God when we're in trouble, that isn't really a relationship or truly following him. It's just trying to use him as a doormat, and he won't be used that way. 7. Against Jehovah they dealt treacherously, for strange sons they have begotten, now consume them doth a month with their portions. They gave birth to pagan children because they mixed with the pagan kingdoms, and then their pagan wives taught their children to sin. 8. Blow ye a cornet in Gibeah, a trumpet in Ramah, shout, O Beth Avon, after thee, O Benjamin. 9. Ephraim is for a desolation in a day of reproof. Among the tribes of Israel, I have made known a sure thing. Ephraim, one of the most powerful tribes, was causing other tribes to sin. So the Lord says that these other tribes, from where they are going to see Ephraim defeated by the pagans. This will happen when the Babylonians overtake Israel completely. So the tribe that they were copycatting and following and that used to be the most powerful is going to be defeated. 10. Princes of Judah have been as those removing a border. On them I do pour out as water my wrath. In the Levitical law, the Lord made it very clear that he did not want borders violated because he had a portion of land that was for all of the 12 tribes, and they were supposed to divide it up fairly for each tribe so that no tribe would lose territory. But the princes, meaning the leaders of Israel, were changing the borders. And this is a sin in the book of Leviticus. If you move a border, you have violated the Lord's command because he wants to preserve peoples and territories. So he was furious with these evil leaders of Israel that were trying to gain more money by taking territory away from other people. 11. Oppressed is Ephraim, broken in judgment. When he pleased, he went after the command. The Lord is angry with the tribe of Ephraim because they looked to the pagans when they needed help. They didn't call on the Lord and repent of their sins. We Christians do the same thing. If we're deep in sin, it never occurs to us to repent of our sins and ask the Lord for help when we're in trouble. Instead, we turn to the world. We ask people to bail us out, or we take the advice of the movie stars and the rock stars that we're listening to. We follow their diets and their fads. And that's what Ephraim had done. It had turned to the Assyrians for help. 12. And I am as a moth to Ephraim and as a rotten thing to the house of Judah. Some Christians treat the Lord the same way as well. They never talk to him. They never read the Bible. They don't try to obey what they already know the Lord wants them to do. They treat the Lord as if he's just a moth or a trash. 13. And see doth Ephraim his sickness, and Judah his wound. And Ephraim goeth unto Ashur, and sendeth unto a warlike king. He is not able to give healing to you, nor doth he remove from you a scar. Ephraim went to the king of Ashur, who is a fighting king. He doesn't care about people. A pagan king could never heal Ephraim or Israel. But the Lord heals. When we repent of our sins and we ask the Lord for help, he heals and he delivers us. But the world will never do that to us. The world will always leave us addicted and helpless and self-loathing. The world never changes us for the better. The tribe of Ephraim couldn't get any healing through the king of Ashur. 14. For I am as a lion to Ephraim, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. I tear and go, I bear away, and there is no deliverer. Ephraim and the house of Judah and all of Israel was treating God as if he is a worm and worth nothing. So he is going to be like an angry, hungry lion, and he's going to ravage the land of Israel to show Israel how powerful he is. The Lord disciplines his people because he loves them and he wants them to repent. So if you're receiving discipline from the Lord in your life, meaning that he's allowing you to suffer the consequences of your sin, don't be surprised. It's because he loves you and he wants you to repent. He wants you to give up your addictions and give up your nasty behaviors. and give up your spiritual laziness and follow him. And that's why he's allowing you to suffer the consequences of your sin. He's done it for me too, and I'm very grateful that he did, because most of us won't repent until we've felt a certain amount of pain. If he never punished us, we'd all end up in hell because none of us would ever change. His punishment is part of his love. 15. I go, I turn back unto my place, till that they are desolate and have sought my face. In their distress they do seek me speedily. The Lord says he's going to turn his back on the Israelites. And after a while, they'll be so desperate for him that they will run to him and repent. And this is going to happen. After the 70-year exile, the people will be aching to go back home to Israel and truly follow the Lord and obey him. And that concludes Hosea chapter 5.